It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
It's a Friday morning, so it's time to find out what it is you should be doing in your region that involves some measure of fitness. And Liesel van der Westhuizen is here to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. It's our fitness guide, as I like to call it, but it's not always limited to just fitness. It's always health or wellness, but we put it under the umbrella of fitness. And of course, at any time, if there's an activity or an event you want mentioned, just reach out to me, liesel@capetalk.co.za or at 702.co.za. So we start in Krugersdorp today for the Eco Adventure Trail Run Series. And I love this. It's a 2.5 kilometer kiddies series, and then a 6.5 under 12 kids series, a 6 kilometer, a 14, and a 24. And the 24 is a challenging trail and some rugged terrain, where the kiddies one is ages 4 years and up, and it's just going to be a fun day out. And you're going to embark on a journey of pristine trails and landscape, leave no trace, and help keep and maintain those beautiful trails clean. And it's at King's Kloof in Krugersdorp, just off Mulder's Drift. That's happening tomorrow. And then I'm excited again. The Rooftop Basketball Court Experience is open in Braamfontein, part of Play Braamfontein. And you're going to be playing on the rooftop. You've got beautiful views of Joburg. Imagine just seeing the sunset there. And you can find out more by going to cricket.co.za. It's at 73 Striajuter Street in Braamfontein tomorrow. And once a month, the Play Braamfontein opens certain buildings or rooftops for people to have access to and experience something unusual, wellness, fitness, or health related. And then for our runners, if you are gearing up for comrades, or you just want to look for another half marathon to run, the Monifontein,
or you are recovering from the
recovering, don't worry, you've got enough time for this one. It's only on the 12th of May, and that's the Modderfontein half marathon, so exactly 3 weeks away. It's called the Comrades Marathon Pre-Party, and it's brought to you by Ikamana Athletics Club. It marks their second time bringing together this event, and it's going to be a beautiful day. If you don't do the 21, there's a 10 and a 5K. And it gives you time to either run with friends or family members, because there's definitely a distance for every single family member. It starts at Flamingo Shopping Centre, corner of Valley and Queens Road in Modderfontein. But to find out more details, why not head to the Ikamana Athletics Club Facebook page, and they'll be able to share details of that event.
All right, 12th of May it is. Do mark it in your diaries. I like the fact that it's a pre-party to the conference.
Yes.
Because it makes it celebratory. It
yes.
makes it, come, have fun.
Have
come
fun.
Enjoy the chias, you know?
And I think it's 6 weeks till Comrades, if I'm not mistaken. Runners, just correct me. And this event's 3 weeks away, which means it's 3 weeks before Comrades.
Yeah.
So it's a nice cool down.
So all of those are in the Highveld. What's happening at the coast?
So there's something called the Rhythm Run, hosted by On-Site Events. And it's a run for literacy. Beautiful trail run. And it's going to be on the Delvera Farm in association with CLF and CBN. And it's a beautiful trail, and the funds raised go towards these literary foundations. It's happening on the 20th of April. It's called the Rhythm Run and the Rhythm Trail Run, with the 3 kilometer kiddies run starting just before 9, so you can wait until sunrise. 5K, 10 and a 15K. On-site events, or get to runthevines.co.za to find out more. And then for people who want to dip their toes into triathlon and are nervous about doing a triathlon, the first CESA Super Tri of 2024 is finally at the Sports Science Institute of South Africa. And what happens is there is a pool swim in a heated swimming pool with trainers as marshals to make sure you have a safe and enjoyable swim. I know of a lady who couldn't even swim the full length, actually just held onto the side and managed to get through. And that's what it's about. It's just about introducing you to the sport. So whether you can swim half a lap or a full lap, or you need a kickboard, or you swim with a floaty, or whatever it is, they do make it accessible for you if you are comfortable in the water but you're not comfortable with that distance. So it's just to give you a taster of what a triathlon's like. The bike leg is on indoor spinning bikes, and then the run leg is beautiful outside on the Liesbeek River Parkway. CESA Super Tri is hosted by Dragonfly Tri, and you can find out more by going to their website, dragonflytri.co.za. Then next weekend, Pickleball Cape Town is hosting the Pickleball Classic from 10 a.m. out in Somerset West, with beautiful prizes up for grabs. And it's one of the sports I haven't tried yet, so it's on my bucket list.
I was about to ask, what is a pickleball?
So pickleball is, they say it's an easier version of paddle. And the court is a little bit smaller, and it's a racket sport where you can have two or four players, and the court is much smaller. So it's where the white line is just before the net of the tennis court. That's the little block that you're playing in. So you don't have that extra block that we normally see where people serve and play from. And it's got very similar rules. And the bat, from what I've seen, and I've been to a pickleball court, the bat is a little bit thicker as well, and the ball looks like a light plastic ball. So it's fun, it's easy, it's easy enough for anyone who, I've got no ball skills, so for me, I'm sure I'm going to be amazing at this, from what I've heard. And it's just a fun, you can play it fast, you can play it slow down, so it's fun from what I've been seeing.
And it's amazing how many, and I see this almost everywhere in Cape Town, I'm not sure if it's true in Johannesburg and Pretoria, how many tennis courts have been converted into, well, paddle courts, and I'm sure now it's going to be pickleball.
Some of them have pickleball on them as well. And it came from 1965. Pickleball was founded by Pritchard Bill and Bill Bell and Barry McCullum, and a reference thrown together from non-starters in the pickle boat of crew races. And then they just brought it through as pickleball, so that's just a fun fact. But if anyone's played it before, let us know what club you're part of or where you've played and what you thought of the sport. But it's on my to-do list for us to talk about in the next couple of weeks. So this is Pickleball Cape Town, and they are, as I said, great prizes up for grabs. They have a Facebook page they're very active on. You'll be able to find out more there. And then that's Saturday, the 27th of April. And then also just diarise the 27th of April for the Sumba fundraiser for the Bizwini Centre. And they really do great work in the Somerset West community, and proceeds go to children to visit an oral hygienist. This is what the Bizwini Centre does. So you can find out more by going to bizwinicentre.co.za for the Zumba fundraiser.
That's also on the 27th of April.
That's it, yes.
All right. What will you be doing this weekend?
I am actually going to Azefontein. I have a run planned, yes, because I was in the building yesterday. I've got a lot of colleagues that run, and they've convinced me to enter one or two more 5 and 10K runs.
You have a medal now. You need companion medals to it.
Yes, I need to add more running medals. So yes, Azefontein for the weekend. So that's my plan. And you, some theatre, I'm sure?
A hell of a lot of theatre. I went to go see Finding the Light yesterday, which is the showcasing of some of the best musical theatre performers in South Africa on Broadway and in West End. All of that, of course, to raise funds for the Kolisi Foundation, which does exceptional work. Mark Lottering is a hoot as an MC. Really, really, really a lot of fun. It's on until the 21st. There might be a handful of tickets left. I promise you it's going to be a wonderful evening out. I'm seeing two of the three opera shorts that Captain Opera is putting
around
on stage.
Yeah.
I went to go see Trial by Media, which is based on Oscar Pistorius's trial yesterday. They've got a performance tomorrow and on Sunday at the Artscape Arena Theatre. The music is hard. It's new, it's difficult, the subject matter is, but it is beautifully produced, wonderfully performed, and Jose on the piano is a genius. So absolutely worth doing it. And then we were just talking about Amadeus, which is showing at the theatre on the
Bay.
That
is getting great reviews.
Which is amazing. So I'm doing that. But some fantastic theatre in Joburg as well. Spring Awakening is a fantastic musical that you must go and see if you are in Johannesburg. And I know that Bongani Bunga is going to have Richard Calland on his show later on to talk about a new play that is written, which is based on politics, whatever, which is going to be at the Market. I'm so envious that I won't be able to see it.
Oh, we never know. We might have to make a plan and be in Joburg and do our show from there. Our show, as if I'm part of it.
Sudden.
Yes, all of a sudden, on the same day or night before. Yes, I'll plan it that way for us.
Enjoy, Ezra Fontaine.
You too,
Thank
Africa.
You very much. Liesl van der Veste isn't back with Zane Johnson on Monday. I'll be standing in for John Matham on Drive and Cape Talk on Monday afternoon. So Zane Johnson will be looking after the airwaves on Monday morning.